But what did her freedom mean? Cleisthenes, no matter what he might have promised Cleomenes while in exile, had not the slightest intention of seeing his city become a client state of Sparta. Cleomenes himself, meanwhile, having risked Spartan lives in the cause of a thoroughly illegal war, was looking for precisely such a return on his investment. Soon enough, the compact between the two conspirators began to break down. Few Athenians might have recognized it, but the character of their city had changed forever. Authority under the tyrants had become a thing of shadow, melted from the grip of the elite who had once hugged it so tightly to themselves. Now that the tyranny itself was gone, it was difficult to say where precisely power resided. Addressing an assembly of the citizens, Cleisthenes proposed what was, in effect, a revolution. If the people, as Hippias, as Pisistratus, as even Solon had always claimed, were truly sovereign, very well then, let them have authority over the city to match. Let them debate policy and vote on it and implement it without regard to qualifications of class or wealth. Let power, kratos, be invested in the people, the demos. Let Athens, in short, become a demokratia. A program so startling, so baldly radical, that it was wholly without precedent. A great, a momentous, a breathtaking gamble, and on it Cleisthenes appeared willing to stake everything. Except that suddenly his nerve failed him. In the early summer of 507 BC, a herald arrived from Sparta and demanded, citing their original banishment, the expulsion of the Alcmaeonids. Cleisthenes fled. Soon afterwards, Cleomenes himself, the Spartan, accompanied by a small bodyguard of soldiers, came breezing into town. Briskly, he ordered a further purging of anti-Spartan elements, 700 families in all. Then, swaggering up to the Acropolis, he settled down with Isagoras, the present archon, to dictate a new constitutional order. As the two men, King and Quisling, deliberated, however, there came from the streets far below them an ominous and violent sound, that of rioting. Peering down from the battlements, Cleomenes saw angry crowds massing before the gates of the Acropolis, blockading him and his soldiers on the summit. The Athenians had risen.